98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Oh, how about that? I heard a little cowbell in there. Bang the big cowbell. Aaron, flash the three. What are you doing this weekend?
What are you doing?
I haven't decided yet, to be
honest. What is there to do?
Well, I'm golfing, of course, because that's all that's left now that you're allowed to do. You don't have any plans?
No, I'm doing my job as a citizen and staying inside.
Oh, there you go, right there. Go ahead and flash the three, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number three of the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning. Everybody's working for the weekend. I'll tell you what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen. Packing up. That's right, taking the entire weekend to do absolutely nothing but get ready for vacation. What a beautiful thing that is. Flash the three. On a vacation Friday, ladies and gentlemen, hour number three of the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning. Here
wow.
we go.
You're obviously on vacation stepping on the post like that.
Here we go. Are you ready, Mel?
I still have to wait for about a month and a half to take my vacation.
Okay, that's right. Well, you took a couple of days, as a matter of fact, last week, didn't you?
A couple weeks ago.
Nobody's counting, though.
Maybe last week. I don't even know.
That was just last week, Maloney.
Don't these weeks seem like they're months?
Hey, March was 10 years ago.
Literally.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, it does feel that way. There's no doubt.
You mean March when the University of Dayton Flyers were going to be in the Final Four?
Rudy Gobert, what are you doing?
We can blame the whole world on Rudy.
So D-backs manager Torrey Lovello spoke to the media over Zoom yesterday to discuss the return of baseball and the health and safety protocols they have in place.
Extremely difficult. And, you know, there's so much excitement inside of a dugout, and I get to see it and feel it every single night. And I see the celebrations in the clubhouse after big wins.
He went on to say,
I don't know that answer. But I know under the current guidelines, if we are told to stay away from one another and have no contact, we are going to follow those guidelines to a T, as hard as it will be.
So that was when he was asked about how hard it will be to celebrate while abiding by the protocols. What was your biggest takeaway from what Torrey said last night?
I just want to know, what's the code word? What is it right now? Distance! Distance! What is it? Social!
If it's a code word, it can't be social or distance.
Think about it. Somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to be yelling it when somebody does hit a walk-off. Somebody's going to be yelling it in that, what is the code word? That's what I want to know. To remind guys, don't get close. Knock it off.
It's funny. You yell social, and I don't know why I have this image of five 25-year-old women with cheap wines lifting up their glasses for some kind of picture.
It's going to be awesome. What is the code word? That's what I want to know, Torrey.
What's going to be funnier to me is it is impossible for the world to understand what it's like to be in a dugout when you get a win you didn't think you were going to get. And if you have a ninth inning rally and you come back and get a win when every game matters in a 60-game season,
yeah.
And now you're supposedly not going to high five, you're going to be the guy that scores the tying run. And you turn around to wave the winning run to slide, and he slides in safely, and then you're just going to get up and walk off the field and act like nothing happened. You're going to celebrate. You're going to hug him. You're going to lose your mind. And then everybody who has never played baseball will lose their mind when those pictures go out. And then I can see the news stories. Baseball players say they're going to practice social distancing. What does this look like? Things like that. Yeah. Golf's already getting beat up for a fist pump every now and then. There'll be a battle.
I was in a training camp where we had a code word for every time the coach was watching. It was green, 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 because that's the way Gene Stallings would dole out water breaks. If you played hard or tried hard on a play, he'd say, son, go get you some water. It was green, 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 green. Was the code. I guarantee you, they're going to have a code word to remind everybody, don't celebrate the way we used to celebrate.
The league has advised its teams to expect an on-time start for NFL training camps next month. For most teams, that means players will report no later than July 28th to begin preparing for the 2020 NFL season. As far as the preseason goes, though, here's ESPN's Dan Graziano.
The preseason will be at least shortened, if not wiped out altogether. I know the league and the players' union are working through a lot of details in terms of what has to happen over the next couple of months in order for there to even be an NFL season.
How many preseason games do you think they'll play?
Boy, that is a great question right there. It really is. It's almost impossible to decipher. And the reason being, of course, is you just don't know where the hot spots are going to be and if this thing is ever going to subside whatsoever. Having said all of that, I'm going to guess two. Two preseason games.
One home, one away?
One home, one away. I could totally, basically your schedule, whatever it is. Whatever your schedule happens to be, you're going to play it.
I'm going to actually say zero. I don't think we're going to have preseason games. I do think we're going to start on time. I think that there are so many factors that go into this, and right now political pressures are really heating up. And if we don't have groups of people that are reading COVID-19 statistics correctly, which right now we have a lot of departments of health in our country that are not reading them correctly. And when I say reading them correctly, what I mean is you take a test and it gets reported as you're positive the day before. Somebody else takes a test and it's reported as they're negative 4 days before. But then when the reports come out, it says we have this many new positive tests, new positive cases. Well, what about the four tests? What about 25, 100 tests from 4 days ago that you haven't reported yet? Well, we don't have those in. Well, then these aren't new numbers, and yet that's not how it's getting reported. Until we fix the reporting process, I think the political pressures are going to be so great that we do not have a preseason in the NFL.
As players gear up for a season restart in Orlando, Devin Booker shed some light on how the Suns are handling coronavirus testing. He said he got his latest test at his house and that players are getting tested every 2 days.
You good, Devin? What's going on? All right.
I don't know, bro. I just got tested yesterday. I'm clear.
All right. That's good.
That's still so funny to me. I'm sorry. It's still so funny to me that nobody knows the proper reaction to, I tested negative.
Doug, the fact that he didn't say, no, I'm negative for the coronavirus, like, I'm all good. He said, I'm cleared. I'm clear.
Boy, we're going deep.
I'm
like
clear
that,
of the coronavirus. But anyway.
What are you saying that means?
I don't know, but the Kardashian curse is real. But hold on. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted out that just 16 NBA players have tested positive for the coronavirus of the 302 players that were tested.
Wow.
Are you...
well done there.
Are you surprised by that?
That's a big deal. Doing quick math in my head, that's probably a little over 5%.
Yes.
And the reason why that's important is because the national testing rate seems to be a little bit above that in most areas. So if you've only got 5%, that's pretty normal, and you're going to be able to now go into the bubble. And the big question is Disney, and how do the Disney employees handle the bubble? But if that's where you're at, that's very promising to say, let's go. Let's play ball.
Yeah, that's a great way to start it, but... again, let's see what happens 3 days in. And I mean 3 days into that bubble.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't know what you meant. Monday is the mandatory workout reporting day. So we'll see with all the players back together in their home arenas or home practice facilities. Everybody but Toronto, I believe, will be in their home facility. The Raptors are actually in Orlando already.
Yeah.
Because of not being able to get them in and out of Canada properly. So they're in Orlando. Everybody else doesn't report to Orlando until next Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday, because this coming Tuesday would just be Tuesday. But next Tuesday is when all the players report to Orlando. And if they get through the reporting process in the first couple days there, if we're looking at basically 2 weeks from today and we're still below 5% positive rate, it's full system. It's all systems go. Here we go. We're ready to go.
No doubt about it. It's going to be very, very interesting to me once they get down in Orlando to see what happens. What happens in terms of somebody testing positive, because you know it's going to happen. I do believe that. It's going to happen at some point in time. How do you react to that?